Hello, and welcome to the next episode of the American Filmmaker Podcast. I am your host, Josh Hyde, and on this episode, we are going to talk about supplements for creativity and filmmaking and writing and really just life as a human on planet Earth. So, throughout my journey making films and working on marketing campaigns and working on just other creative projects as well as just physical work, I started to notice that as I got past the age of 25, I started to notice that supplements could help as well as reset my body physically. Some of the things that I noticed that working on a computer for long hours of time, as well as the physical body, moving through space, lifting stuff, working long days, and that's whether physically with the body or mentally on the computer, I noticed that magnesium would really, really help. And so the first type of magnesium that I started using was something called Calm, and it was really good to get the body reset after a hard days of work. But if you took too much of the Calm, then it could create loose bowel movements or diarrhea the morning after that you took it. So that was a good way to know that you had taken your maximum dosage. And then after that form of Calm, I discovered another similar type that was a doctor formulated one. And it was from Garden of Life, I believe. That's the brand. And it's a doctor formulated whole food magnesium. And that's similar to Calm, but it doesn't create as easily that loose bowel movement if you take too much of it. But that one really helps to reset the body. I noticed that because I was also working on the computer, I needed a special type of magnesium that would help reset my brain chemistry and just help everything work. And so I discovered this magnesium from the Jarrow brand, J-A-R-R-O-W, called MagMind. And this magnesium is a high-grade form of magnesium that goes directly to the brain. It crosses the blood-brain barrier and just helps everything run better from the brain down. And so this one's really good for sleep. This one's really good to kind of calm everything down during the day. For those of you who are sensitive to supplements, one MagMind is a good daily dose. For those of you who are really not as sensitive and maybe have more of a magnesium deficiency, two is a good dose. If you take three, I would say that is your sleep dose, because sometimes what I'll do is I'll combine the body magnesium with the brain and the head magnesium and then use that to help reset my body with sleep. So I'll take that at the end of the day and I'll take two or three MagMinds and then a full dose of the Calm or the whole food body magnesium from Garden of Life. The Calm, sometimes I'll only take 3/4 of a dose just because it's so effective. And moving on to the next supplement is turmeric. So as our bodies age, our cells can break down. And so as our cells break down, as things become irregular, there are irregular cells. And so turmeric is really good for inflammation, and it helps irregular cells basically destroy themselves. And so it's a good thing for aging. And then I mix the turmeric, which I have a New Chapter brand of turmeric. I have a Himalaya brand. So finding the right brand will be the hard part. If you are around a natural grocery store or a vitamin cottage, they have a really good selection of brands. And then from there, you can kind of see what they have and see how those absorb with your body and then branch out. Because not all supplements are made equally. And so that's really kind of important to remember. And so the turmeric is there. And then I'll mix that with fish oil. And I take a really high strength fish oil from Natural Factors. I found this brand to be the most effective and the cheapest. And you can get it with vitamin D or without, which that's a nice upgrade as well, just to have vitamin D with it. But this Natural Factors brand is the Vitamin Cottage brand, and you can get it online. But what's cool about it is it's USP, which is pharmaceutical grade, and it's molecularly distilled, which means it's had all of the heavy metals removed. And so I think that's really important. So it's pharmaceutical grade in Canada. And so I think it's a really high grade fish oil and the cost is really nice. To mix with that, I'll take a vitamin D. I get the vitamin D from the same company, Natural Factors, but I get it from the Super Cod Liver Oil. And so they've got vitamin A and vitamin D. And so I'll use the Super Cod Liver Oil with the fish oil. So these are some of the basic ones. I don't necessarily take these every day. If I can, I will try to take the turmeric and the fish oil every day. And then on top of those, depending on how my body feels, I will add some other things. I take a probiotic vitamin, depending on what's going on, or a probiotic. I take a women's probiotic, actually, just because it's got more strains, and I feel like my body just might be more prone to candida or funguses. So I feel like the women probiotic just might have a little more coverage, and that's from Garden of Life, and it's the 50 billion guaranteed probiotic strains, and it's got 38 probiotic strains. They also make up one for men, and I think that one has 32 probiotic strains. I take this one just because through my filmmaking journey, I kind of went around the world. And as I went around the world, I got exposed to different bacterias, to different funguses, whether it's a hot environment or a cold environment. And so I feel like I just have a little more going on than the average creative person who, you know, might have only been exposed to bacteria within the United States. And so that's one of the main underlying reasons, just because through our creative journey, we will be exposed to so many worlds. And some of those worlds are worlds we can't see because they're a world of bacteria, they're a world of fungus. But trying to stay healthy as we do all these creative projects is always the goal. So I think that's why I'm taking a lot of these supplements. And I've noticed them really help maximize my creative output, especially the fish oil. The fish oil is interesting because you can take 1 gram up to 4 grams, depending on, you know, what you're doing. And you can even take more as your doctor recommends, but it's really good for heart health and brain health. And it really helps with the skin and the nails. And so just keeping everything as healthy as you can be as you move through the creative process. A couple other add-ons that I've recently discovered. One is this sulforaphane, and it's basically a broccoli extract. And the best brand I've found is this brand called Thorne, Thorne. And I forget what it's called. I think it's called Cruciferous Blend or Cruciferous something. Like there's an abbreviation with letters behind it. And then the brand I get just because it's at the store is from Jarrow, J-A-R-R-O-W. They make the MagMind as well. But the sulforaphane's good because it's a good anti-aging medicine. And it, again, helps like turmeric to kill irregular cells. And then it's got a very calming effect. If you look up sulforaphane, you will find a lot of videos on the benefits and the studies of it. But this one is really good. I refer to this one as my anti-aging. And there are studies where people have taken it and they've compared it to having calming and mentally adjusting effects like Prozac, as well as equally beneficial effects as ibuprofen has on inflammation. So this is just a natural supplement that you can take to manage inflammation. And then I'll also add CBD in there. So depending on what's going on, you know, you can take anywhere from 10 to 30 milligrams of CBD a day. And then if you have like a really, really heavy physical day, you can kind of double your functional dose. And in some days where I've been shooting a documentary, or I've been doing a lot of physical labor for more than 8 to 12 hours, my body will actually ache and, you know, there will be some like soreness. And so I usually find that around 100 milligrams, and I'm about a 200 pound male adult, around 100 milligrams and up to 150 milligrams right when you go to bed has a really good restorative effect on the body. And then I usually wake up not feeling the inflammation or the soreness. And then on top of that, depending on what's going on, I'll add a mushroom blend. And there are a lot of brands of these now. I go with the Stamets brand normally, the Paul Stamets brand, the Host Defense Mushrooms, my community. It is a comprehensive immune support kind of supplement that is made from a lot of different mushrooms that are good for the body. And they have all kinds of mushrooms in this blend. And you can also just get specific mushrooms in this blend. It looks like there's over 20 different types, but some of the main ones are chaga, maitake, reishi, cordyceps, royal sun, blase, turkey tails, oyster mushrooms, lion's mane, agaricon, shiitake, birch polypores, split gill polypores. I just find that if I need a little extra boost to my immune support and like extra energy, I will take more mushroom supplements and then I'll just mix up my supplement routine. And so on top of these supplements, I think the other thing is just regular daily activity. Going for a walk anywhere from 15 to 45 minutes is just a great place to start. As well as I do Tai Chi. So mixing these supplements in with a regular movement routine, whether it's working out, yoga, walking, running, in my case, Tai Chi, just to help reset the body, as well as remove the physical human being and the creative being from making stuff. Just pulling your body into a place of self-care and just self-healing through movement. And I think through supplements, because the thing about supplements is we have more understanding of what they do more than ever in human history. And it's really part of a preventative medicine strategy for the individual, because it's not like you can start taking supplements later in life and go backwards in time and then start taking them to basically receive the benefits. So the benefits really start from the regular use of them so that the body's daily health stays optimal, and then that will hopefully contribute to the longevity of the human being, the creative being, and the creator, and all of the creative projects that can emerge. I hope you have enjoyed this episode, and I hope you can add some supplements into your daily routine. My name is Josh Hyde. I am the host of the American Filmmaker Podcast. I'd like to thank Michael J. Deller of the Budos Band and Charles Bradley and his extraordinaires for the wonderful music that you provide to the podcast. And thank you to all the listeners. If you like what you heard, please feel free to go and rate the podcast, as well as please tell a friend or share the podcast with your community. This podcast is really created from the ground up. It's a grassroots effort. And so if you like what you hear and you want to hear more of it, please support the podcast with a one-time donation, or feel free to subscribe to the podcast as a monthly donor. Thank you for listening, and we will catch you next time on the American Filmmaker Podcast.